I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, March 1st. An 18-year-old has been arrested in connection with the fatal shooting of a Weymouth High School student in Quincy earlier this month. Javon Harris of Quincy is expected to be arraigned today in Quincy District Court on charges including murder, armed robbery, assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, and conspiracy in connection with the death of 17-year-old Nathan Paul. Paul was found suffering from a gunshot wound inside of a crashed car in the area of Palmer Street in Germantown on February 15th. He was taken to Boston Medical Center, where he succumbed to his injuries. Paul was a Weymouth High School senior who played on the football team. His father said Nathan was getting ready to turn 18 this month and trying to decide where he wanted to go to college. Weymouth High School had set up grief counselors for students and staff following Paul's death. Harris had fled to Puerto Rico, but turned himself into the Quincy District Courthouse yesterday. No additional information has been released. The Massachusetts Civil Service Commission decision last week found that Quincy's police officer selection process was unfair when Mayor Thomas Koch's son was being considered for a position. The issue arises from a 2020 decision by the city to hire the mayor's son over a Quincy resident named Daniel Neenan, who was ranked just above the mayor's son on the civil service hiring list. First thing that calls into question the impartiality of the selection process, the commission. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, March 1st. An 18-year-old has been arrested in connection with the fatal shooting of a Weymouth High School student in Quincy earlier this month. Javon Harris of Quincy is expected to be arraigned today in Quincy District Court on charges including murder, armed robbery, assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, and conspiracy in connection with the death of 17-year-old Nathan Paul. Paul was found suffering from a gunshot wound inside of a crashed car in the area of Palmer Street in Germantown on February 15th. He was taken to Boston Medical Center, where he succumbed to his injuries. Paul was a Weymouth High School senior who played on the football team. His father said Nathan was getting ready to turn 18 this month and trying to decide where he wanted to go to college. Weymouth High School had set up grief counselors for students and staff following Paul's death. Harris had fled to Puerto Rico, but turned himself into the Quincy District Courthouse yesterday. No additional information has been released. The Massachusetts Civil Service Commission decision last week found that Quincy's police officer selection process was unfair when Mayor Thomas Koch's son was being considered for a position. The issue arises from a 2020 decision by the city to hire the mayor's son over a Quincy resident named Daniel Neenan, who was ranked just above the mayor's son on the civil service hiring list. First thing that calls into question the impartiality of the selection process, the commission said, is that the city originally intended to hire only 18 new police officers. But in October 2019, after learning that the mayor's son was ranked 32nd among those willing to accept appointment, the mayor and the police chief, who is the uncle of the mayor's son, met soon afterward and decided to increase that number of new hires to 25. The decision increased the probability that the mayor's son would be appointed as a police officer. The mayor's son was, in fact, the 19th candidate selected. According to the city's personnel director, confirming to the commission that the mayor's son would not have been selected if not for the increase in new hires. City said the reason for increase in new hires was that it anticipated more officers retiring, but the reason for the decision was never documented, only verbally communicated. Commission also wrote that while it was good that the police chief and the mayor recused themselves from the decision-making process, the selection process was tainted by the fact that three of the mayor's top staff members were part of the selection process, as was the mayor's nephew. City's stated reason for bypassing Neenan as a police officer was that he failed to disclose his firing from a part-time job more than a decade ago, and because he didn't put on his application that he had applied to join the state police twice. The commission ordered the city to put Neenan at the top of the list for hiring future police officers as a remedy to the situation. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott announcing he's appointed Chris Bell to the role of Special Sheriff of Norfolk County. As Special Sheriff, Bell will serve the office in the event that McDermott is unable to perform his duties. He'll also serve as a policy and programming advisor to the sheriff and head up government affairs for the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office. Bell returns to the sheriff's office where he formerly served in several capacities, including chief financial officer and budget director, director of inmate programs, director of external and community programs, assistant deputy superintendent of community corrections, and director of government affairs, community corrections, civil process, youth, and senior programs. In addition to his work for Norfolk County Sheriff, Bell has held positions as director of government affairs and chief of staff at the state treasurer's office. Most recently served as Quincy College senior advisor to the president, vice president of operations, and chief of staff. He's a former member of the Quincy College Board of Governors. Bell holds a bachelor's degree in criminal justice from UMass, a senior executive and leadership certificate from the Kennedy School of Government, and a graduate certificate in public administration from Southern New Hampshire University. Granite Telecommunications will host its 9th annual Saving by Shaving fundraiser for Boston Children's Hospital today at their headquarters at State Street South in North Quincy. Celebrities, politicians, and sports stars will all gather in person for the shave-a-thon from 8 a.m. until noontime. Noted participants will include Mac Jones and Matt Light from the New England Patriots, Governor Charlie Baker, and Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch. Many Granite employees also participate every year. This year's event is expected to raise more than $7.5 million. In the past 8 years, more than 10,000 people have participated in Saving by Shaving, raising more than $42 million for charitable groups. The event was held virtually last year due to the pandemic, still raised $7.5 million. The American Red Cross will hold a blood drive today at Blue Cross Blue Shield at State Street in North Quincy. That drive will take place from 8 a.m. to 1:45 p.m. Go to redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS for an appointment. The alcohol industry is grappling with calls for boycotting Russian vodka. The Massachusetts Package Store Association says boycotting Russian-made alcohol could be symbolic, but wouldn't have any real impact because Massachusetts doesn't consume a lot of Russian vodka. At the State House, there are efforts to make a statement a bill would prevent any sale or consumption of any Russian product here in Massachusetts. Massachusetts legislative leaders say they're checking into whether Massachusetts has any contracts involving Russia. Governor Baker has concerns about a flat-out ban, fearing that it will put small businesses owned by Russian immigrants out of business. The Boston Athletic Association is offering a full refund or deferral options for all Ukrainian runners who are currently registered for the upcoming Boston Marathon. There are 43 runners from Ukraine registered for the marathon set for April 18th. Refunds will also be available for the 2022 Boston Athletic Association's 5K, which is set for April 16th. The BAA said it will reach out to impacted participants directly. A Newton organization has raised nearly $1 million for Ukraine in less than a week. As she proudly flies the Ukrainian flag outside her home, Sunflower of Peace founder Kateya Malakova's front porch is overflowing with medical supplies headed to the front lines. Fellow organizer Vitalina Bushaka said they've received overwhelming support. About a week after putting out the call for help on social media and beyond, they've collected, as of now, more than $900,000. As the battles continue to break out across Ukraine, Sunflower of Peace is asking for a list of medical supplies to help the wounded, everything from aspirin to burn treatment and bandages. With so many family members and friends in Ukraine, organizers know the items are what people need more than anything. The Sunflower of Peace organizers say they still are hopeful after seeing their mission grow so much in just a few days. It's gotten to the point where people are putting up storage units to house all the donated goods until Sunflower of Peace can package them up in their weekly shipments. Well, barring an 11th-hour deal, Major League Baseball's lockout of the MLB Players Association is likely to continue. The league and the Players Association have been negotiating for a week in Jupiter, Florida, in an effort to come to an agreement on a new collective bargaining agreement. MLB has said that if there is no new contract in place by the end of the day, opening day for the 2022 season, March 31st, would be pushed back, and a number of games would be canceled. The Red Sox are scheduled to open their season on March 31st against the Tampa Bay Rays at Fenway Park. Red Sox pitcher Rich Hill, a native of Milton, said he expects the season to start in mid-May. The key issues at stake between the players and the union are arbitration, minimum salary, and the competitive balance tax. Hill said that he's been in contact with members of the Players Association, who believe there are some owners of teams who don't want to see games played until late spring. If games are missed, players would not receive their full salaries for the season. Well, gas prices in Massachusetts are on the rise amid Russia's invasion of Ukraine. AAA said the average price of gas is now $3.62 a gallon, up 8 cents from last week, and 1 cent higher than the national average. Conflict between Russia and Ukraine has roiled the oil market, with crude at one point surpassing $100 a barrel before falling back into the mid-90 range. As a result, AAA said the price is increasing at the pump. AAA Northeast Mary McGuire said Russia's invasion and the responding escalating series of financial sanctions by the U.S. and its allies have given the global oil market the jitters. She says, like the U.S. stock market, the oil market responds poorly to volatility. It's an explosive situation, she says, and a grim reminder that events on the far side of the globe can have a ripple effect for American consumers. Gas in Massachusetts costs 26 cents a gallon more than it did a month ago. It's 90 cents higher than 1 year ago. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was down 166. The NASDAQ rose 56. The S&P dropped 10. Asian shares were higher. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil is now just over $96 a barrel. Sports: Bruins shutouts, LA 7-0. They are in Anaheim tonight to play the Mighty Ducks at 10 p.m. Celtics will take on Atlanta at the Garden at 7:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service: mostly cloudy today, high 40 degrees. Maybe a snow flurry or a shower tonight. Lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. A little milder, high of 44 degrees. Partly cloudy, 35 on Thursday. Sunny, 34 for Friday. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Winds out of the south, gusting to 25. High tide right after 10 a.m. Sunrise at 6:19, set at 5:33. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, March 1st.